Hi everyone, this is Mariana from the QBio team, and today we're with Hannah McKenney, one of the co-founders of Starling Medical.
Hi Mariana, I'm very excited to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. So let's go ahead and dive into the questions. What does Starling do, and as a co-founder, what inspired you to launch your startup?
So at Starling, we are building a home urine diagnostic remote patient monitoring platform that seamlessly integrates into anyone's bathroom routine. So it's essentially a low-profile device, which we call Urindex. There's a pun in there. And it fits into any toilet and captures urine anytime you go to the bathroom. Urindex then tracks certain molecules in your urine that can give you great insight into your chronic health conditions, to name a few, UTIs, bladder cancers, chronic kidney diseases, etc. So for the past 4 years, we've been speaking with people with neurogenic bladders and learned how difficult it was for them to be able to translate how their health is affected by their chronic conditions, but also for them to explain to their source of clinical care what was happening to them. So an obvious example of this, which I think we've all heard is happening, is the over-prescription of antibiotics for UTIs. So we were inspired to make effective healthcare more accessible and easy for people that are at risk for chronic health conditions.
Thanks for telling us more about Starling. How did Starling come to be?
So Starling was really born outside of our graduate program that Drew and I were a part of at Rice. It was a master's of engineering. And in that program, we were partnered with Texas Children's Hospital on a clinical need. So we spent that year really understanding the need, shadowing the physicians, and coming up with a few concepts and prototypes. During that time, we also pitched and actually ended up winning a few design competitions. So we graduated not really knowing what to do, and we spent a few months looking around the ecosystem and ended up finding Alex, who was a two-time serial device or medical device entrepreneur and really was interested in leading our team as CEO. So we brought him on and kept developing for a few years while we were raising funds to the point of getting into Y Combinator, which really changed the trajectory of the company and got us to the point now where we are pretty far into raising our seed round and have hired, I think, 7 full-time employees, which feels crazy after having worked part-time on this for a while and dedicating evenings to it. And now we actually have a full-blown company. So I'm definitely excited to keep working, and I'm really excited to be working with the team here and with the other groups around QBio having this environment.
Thanks for sharing that story. How inspiring. Many startups will start working on an idea, but then will reconceptualize it. Has this happened to you? If so, what was the final result?
Definitely, it has. We like to call it hyper-focusing instead of pivoting, but we have definitely developed our idea, both business model and actual product. We actually used to be, when we first moved into QBio, probably in 2020 at this point, we were a catheter company. It was a smart catheter, so we still had that ability to track certain molecules in urine and give insight about chronic health conditions. But we were essentially an implantable, and this ended up changing. The more I spoke to our users, the more they wanted just this thing in their toilet that could tell them, hey, you have high levels in this range, you're at risk for UTI, you should be drinking more water, or we need to culture your urine and make sure you're getting the appropriate care. So that's when we really started to focus in on this AI tracking product that would be able to give this insight for patients. We might end up doing the implantable down the road, but for right now, we're very focused on Urindex.
Thanks for sharing your journey with Starling and what you guys have done so far. Do you have any tips or advice for aspiring medtech entrepreneurs?
I would say listen to your users. That has been a big emphasis that I put on our engineering team to validate any assumptions by conversations with our users, studies if possible, and just general relationships. We've fostered a lot of great partnerships across North America, and it's definitely impacted the R&D of our product. Moreover, I'd say try to have your team do as much as possible before bringing in outside help. If you've done a good job at listening to your users, you're essentially the one that's the expert on the problem that you're trying to fix. So I'd say keep pushing to keep it in-house, hire if you need to, and you'd be surprised by what your team can build instead of paying double for another team to come back with you for something that you've probably already thought of.
Thank you so much for sharing the advice, and thanks for being here.
It was very fun. Thank you.